Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody. This is Victory House of Prayer International Ministries, Victory House of Prayer Radio Broadcast, Victory House of Prayer International Ministry with Venetia Lee as the teacher of the Word of God. This is July. We haven't been on the air for quite some time, I guess, but God is prompting us to do so right now, so we're being obedient. And we just wanted, hopefully, that you've had a great 4th of July, Independence Day, and that you have many more happy days coming forth. We want to wish my father, Mr. Charlie Lee, a happy birthday on yesterday. It was the day before. But we just thank him and bless him with many, many more. And he's just been a blessing to me. Okay, if you have your Bibles, and I'm reading from the King James Version, grab it and let's get started. We won't be on the air that long, so get your Bibles and let's go. Okay, all righty. So we're going to start out in the King James Version of Deuteronomy chapter 28. First, before that, we're going to pray. And dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for another day's journey. We thank you for all you have done and about to do. We thank you for giving me the victory recently, and you and I know both know what that is. I thank you, Lord, that I continue to have victories in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, for keeping watch over us and my parents, my mom. Thank you for her, Lord Jesus. Thank you for everything you've done, provider, provision. Our provision shall be seen. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, and you are Jehovah Rapha, our healer. And we just thank you, Lord, for keeping us healthy and blessed and highly favored. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Okay, now, if you have your Bibles, let's get started. Deuteronomy 28, starting at verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Verse 2, and all these blessings shall come on thee and on us and overtake us, if we shall hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. So we have to listen to our Father God, what he tells us to do. Amen. Verse 3. Blessed shall we be in the city, and blessed shall thou be in the field. Verse 4. Blessed shall we be in the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, and the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall thou be in thy basket and thy store. Verse 6. Blessed shall thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shall that be when thou goest out. Verse 7, the Lord shall cause thy enemies that rise up against thee, us to be smitten before our face. They shall come out against us one way and flee before us the seven ways. Verse 8, the Lord shall command the blessings upon us, upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thy hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth us. Give us thee. I receive that. Thank you, Jesus, for that land. Hallelujah. Verse 9. And the Lord shall establish thee as an holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. Verse 10. And all the people of the earth shall see. People see when you're blessed. Isn't that great? Hallelujah. That thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. Verse 11. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods in the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of that ground, and in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. Verse 12. And the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven, to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and all, and to bless all, not some, but all the work of thy hands. I see that, you know, my hands are blessed. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. Well, you know how that goes. Hallelujah. Verse 13. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and shall be above only, and thou shalt not be in beneath, that thou shalt hearken to the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them. Verse 14, and thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day to the right hand or to the left to go after other gods to serve them. Well, we just want to thank God for his amazing word of God, and that he wants, obviously, for us to be blessed. And we just thank him for that in Jesus' name. Now turn with me to Joshua chapter 1. I'm going to read verse 3. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. Let's drop down to verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way, and I shall make my way prosperous, and I shall have good success, and then we shall make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Verse 9. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee wheresoever thou goest. Now, that's what you want, that the Lord thy God should be with us, and he's with me wheresoever I go. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for just being with us wheresoever we go, because we know that there are times when we're going in places we're going to need some help. In fact, that's on a daily, listening to the news and reports on there about people just, you know, having no value for human life even. We got to believe God, you know, and pray and believe God that there are changes coming for better, and that people, you know, have respect for one another and love on one another and have unity and just bless one another. And these are the things, that's why we're reading some of these things so far about being blessed and successful and prosperous, because times, you know, there are people that just don't consider that. So, okay, let's continue on. All right. I just saw something really blessed there. I come back to that. Thank you, Jesus. But God is so good. He's always speaking. But turn to Isaiah 10, chapter 10, verse 27. And it shall come to pass in that day. So we're going to say today, that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. So you want that yoke destroying, burden removing, burden taken off your neck. What kind of burden that is? Whatever burden you down, you know, finances, I receive that in the name of Jesus. You know, family situations, we receive better that in that, you know, communities. Blessings, whatever, you know, illness, sickness in their physical body, we believe God for that burden to be removed. So these are the things that our God, our Father God, can do for us if we just take time to believe and trust him, okay? Okay, that, amen. That's so wonderful. So now let's go on. Because you already know he wants us blessed. If any of you is sick, that's a burden, and I know that's not good. So turn with me to Isaiah chapter 53, verse 1. Who has believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? You know, the report of God, do you believe this report I'm speaking to you about? And I actually have seen in, you know, in the spirit realm, I saw the arm of God. So, you know, verse 5, but he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. So Jesus didn't want us to be sick. He does not want us ill. He wants us healthy. And I just believe God, and you can believe God with me right now, if you're out there with that burden of sickness or disease or anything that's plaguing your body, I speak that be removed and command that sickness go and that you heal by Jesus' stripes in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So God is a good God. So now turn with me to Jeremiah, verse chapter 1 and verse 5. And the reason I'm so apt to do this is because verse 5 says, before I formed thee, before I formed my mother's in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou came forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee prophet for the nations. So before we were formed in the belly, as certain people, as myself, he knew me. So when I came down here, it's a purpose. Do you have a purpose and a plan for your life? Do you have vision? God sent some of us, and we all have some visions, and to do what he wants us to do. And one of these is what I'm doing right now on this radio broadcast at Victory House of Prayer, teaching you how to believe God for blessings. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So if you, I don't care what your young life you've been through, God is with you, okay? Let's turn with me to Amos chapter 3, verse 3. Can two walk together except they be agreed? You know, that is so good right there. Because a lot of times, many people don't want to agree with the Lord or with the man or woman of God of teachings, and because and they wonder why their situations are not getting any better, because they tend to think they know more than, you know. And you have to believe this down. You can't take the word of every person that says it, woman of God, because you got an enemy out there, he's attacking. But once you find out that's a true man of God, and you check them out and you notice that, and you can see the spirit of God on them, then if you agree with them, you can get a lot done that way. And praise God, because they're looking out for the flock, and God would be on them if they didn't do what they're called to do. So I just saw something that I have never seen before here, and that's Amos 2, verse 13. It said, "Behold, I am pressed under you as a cart is pressed that is full of sheaves." So if you're pressed down, shaking together, running over, men shall give unto your bosom blessing, and you got a cart pressed down and it's full of sheaves, there's an old saying, old hymnal song saying, bringing in the sheaves. So if you bring in the sheaves, you bring in the harvest. So I just saw that, and that's a blessing right there. So I thought you would be blessed as well. Bring in your harvest. Don't let nobody tell you you can't bring in the harvest that you've been called to do. Don't get discouraged. Don't despair. Don't even look to the men for your blessing, but look to God. He's the one that's blessing us. He's the one that's taking care of us. Now turn to Zechariah chapter verse 1. As ye of the Lord reign in the time, ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain, so the Lord shall make bright clouds and give showers of rain to everyone grass in the field. So, you know, you ask for the latter rain, you want that rain to bring in your harvest. You know, once you get rain, the fruit can grow up, and that you can get blessed from bringing your harvest. So I'm blessing you guys today. I pray that you have a wonderful day today, Thursday evening, and whenever you hear this broadcast in the future. This is Venetia Lee, teacher of the Word of God. I pray that every demon trying to come against you be bind up, and I lose angels to protect you in every way. This is Victory House of Prayer Radio Broadcast, Victory House of Prayer International Ministry. And this is Venetia Lee again, praying that you're blessed in every way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I thank you guys for tuning in today and continue to be blessed. Have a wonderful day and night. And we're about to tune out. So have a blessed day. Thank you for tuning in with us on this. And I hope you got something out of this. I'm sure you did. As you listen in, you'll hear more and more from God. Amen. Have a wonderful, blessed day. And be prosperous. Be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening today. Well, you're welcome to hear it. We'll be on soon again, and we thank you for your time. So have a great day. Goodbye.